Allie, your mother's here.
Yes, mother came all the way from Dragon Retreat. You haven't met her, Spaz.
No, I'd like to.
Oh, mother, come over here. I think you'd like to meet the Mr. Turkle.
How are you?
A friend of mine.
Mr. Dragon.
Oh, hello, Mr. Oh. What was the name?
I thought you'd call me Stubbs. You want to?
Oh, Stubbs. Yeah. Well, what a nice name. Harsh, but nice. Oh,
yes. Mrs. Dragon, you have a gentle...
Turkle, did you say?
Turkle.
Oh, yes. Turkle. I had a friend named Turtle, too.
Did you?
He was a turtle.
He was.
First name was Box. That's mother's little joke.
Yeah, whimsical.
Did he have a brother named Snapping? That's right. Oh.
Mrs. Dragon, you have a whimsical aspect to your nature.
Well, I suppose that's where my buddy boy, my son, got his sense of humor. I get my musical talent from Mother, too.
I suppose even acumen, Mr. Dragon, that you're quite proud of, Ollie's.
Yes, well, we've never made too much of it. After all, we're good, hard-working dragons up here in the north of, in Vermont, where we come from, and we don't go for a lot of that celebrity stuff, but I secretly, Mr. Turtle, I really am very proud of my buddy boy.
I thought of you. Your memories, I suppose... You're still a young woman. I don't mean to imply that you're very old.
I've been around a while.
Yeah, but your memory is...
Dragons have a longer span, too, than people.
Come to think about it, dragons do have a...
Oh, yes.
What some would call a prehistoric span.
Yes, it's kind of a time warp.
A time warp? Well, do you have an early memory? How was Christmas in your... Small girlhood, a small dragon.
I had a large girlhood. I was in a small town, but I had a large girlhood.
Do you remember?
Well, actually, that's not true totally, because I did live in Boston for many years, and until I was banned there.
Oh, were you banned in Boston?
Yes, I was.
Oh, why were you banned in Boston?
For flying low.